today's contestants, a nonprofit executive from Denver, Colorado, Jason Marsden. A freelancer from Albuquerque, New Mexico, Jennifer Kenyak. And our returning champion, a graduate student from Tallahassee, Florida, Laurel Lathrop, whose one day cash winnings total $31,201. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome, everyone. We went 4 weeks with one champion only, and all of that changed last week. We had a number of champs, including this talented young lady here, Laurel, who played brilliantly on Friday. But now she has to defend for the first time. Jennifer and Jason, welcome aboard. Let's see how things work out. Good luck. Here we go. Categories, please. We start off with From the Scots. Aye. Next. College Puri. I beat Merrill. Followed by seven-letter science. Each correct response will contain seven letters and will begin with the letter S. That's followed by Time for a Snack. Well, then, here's some trail mix for you. Laurel, start us.
Seven-letter science for 200.
This complex organic compound is found in many plants and is used as a sweetening agent. Jennifer.
What is sucrose?
That's it.
Seven letters, 400.
It's the second most abundant element in the Earth's crust. Laurel.
What is silicon?
Yes.
Seven letters, science for 600.
It functions as a junction with the help of neurotransmitters. Jennifer.
What is a synapse?
Yes.
Time for a snack, 600.
Healthy and simple. Broccoli and hummus sets you up with plenty of the complex type of these. Laurel.
What are carbohydrates?
Yes.
Time for snack, 800.
How about a couple of these, first sold under the Honeymaid name in 1925? Jennifer.
What are graham crackers?
Yeah.
Seven-letter science, 800.
And so there, it's a daily double.
I'll make it a true daily double.
Okay, then. Here is the clue. This species name is also the title of a best-selling history of humanity by Yuval Noah Hariri.
What is sapiens?
Yes. Go again.
I beat Merrill 200.
This Silver Linings Playbook actress said accurately, I beat Merrill at the Golden Globes in 2013. Jennifer?
Who is Jennifer Lawrence?
She's the one.
Merrill 400.
Talk about a Titanic upset. Merrill had doubt, but this British actress took the Oscar for The Reader. Laurel.
Who is Kate Winslet?
Correct.
Merrill for 600?
In Merrill's one nomination for this drama award, she lost to Shirley Knight at the Schubert Theater in 1976. Laurel.
What is a Tony?
Yes.
Merrill, 800.
No Oscar for Merrill because this other actress's role in Dead Man Walking was second to none. Jennifer?
Who is Susan Sarandon?
Yes.
Merrill, 1,000.
At the BAFTA Awards, the Brits have home court, and several have beaten Merrill, including Helen Mirren for this 2006 film. Laurel.
What is The Queen?
Correct.
Trail mix for 200?
In Boston, follow this trail to see the Old State House and the Old North Church. Jason.
What is the Freedom Trail?
You're on the board now.
Trail for 400?
You can still see wheel ruts along this 2,000-mile-long route used by pioneers heading west to the Willamette Valley. Laurel.
What is the Oregon Trail?
Correct.
Seven-letter science for 1,000.
In geology, it's the normally hidden mineral-rich layer just above bedrock. Jason.
What is shale?
Nope. Has to have seven letters. Subsoil is what we're going for here. Back to you, Laurel.
College Puri for 200.
In 2018, Dartmouth offered almost 2,000 freshmen a place on this. Neither acceptance nor rejection. Jennifer?
What is the waiting list?
Yes, that's it. And that takes you to 4,400. Takes us to break number one. Back in a moment, folks. Jason Marsden is from Colorado, and this gentleman has devoted most of his life to nonprofit work. Tell me about it.
Well, over 20 years ago, I lost a friend in an anti-gay hate crime in Laramie, Wyoming, and his parents created an organization in his memory, the Matthew Shepard Foundation, to advance efforts against hate crimes. We train police and prosecutors and members of communities that are targeted for hatred and try to prevent these things from happening to any other families.
Gosh, in this day and age, we need more people like you.
Thank you.
All right. Yes, you can applaud that. Jennifer Kinyak from Albuquerque, a freelancer. How many mammals are there?
About 5,000.
And you have dedicated your life to doing what?
Drawing all of them.
Really?
Yes. I've drawn about 500 now, so I'm about a tenth there. A very large proportion of them are rodents.
Oh, but some of them are cuddly.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, good for you. Laurel Lathrop is our champion. She is from Tallahassee, Florida, and she plays a game called Dungeons and Dragons.
Yes.
And you play it as?
I play a dwarf warrior. Her name is Cadwin Proudhammer, and she wields hammers. It's kind of her thing.
You have fun doing that.
It's really fun, yeah.
All right, let's get back into this. Jennifer has command of the board. Go ahead.
Time for a snack 400.
Even if it's not October, how about some of these, also called pepitas? Jennifer?
What are pumpkin seeds?
That's right.
Snack 200.
Arr! Snacks from this Buccaneer brand include veggie puffs and aged white cheddar puffs. Laurel?
What is pirate's booty?
You got it.
Time for snack 1000?
Maybe a couple of med-jeweled these wrapped in bacon. Laurel?
What are dates?
Dates is right.
From the Scots Eye for 200?
This checked fabric pattern found on many a tartan. Laurel.
What is plaid?
Plaid is right.
From the Scots for 400?
This type of minstrel poet, not necessarily of Avon. Laurel.
What is a bard?
Bard, you're now in the lead.
Scots for 600?
This word for a motto or advertising phrase. Jennifer.
What is a slogan?
Good.
Scots 800?
This big pole that gets tossed by athletic Scotsmen. Jason.
What is a javelin?
Nope.
Jennifer. What is a caber?
Caber, tossing the caber.
Scots 1000.
You're on a first name basis with this narrow mountain valley. Jennifer.
What is a glen?
Glen is right.
Trail mix 600.
This national scenic trail in the eastern United States passes through 14 states and 8 national forests. Laurel.
What is the Appalachian Trail?
Yes.
For 1000 trail mix?
In her memoir, Wild, Cheryl Strayed tells of hiking more than 1,000 miles of this trail from California to Washington State. Jason.
What is the Pacific Coast Trail?
No. Jennifer or Laurel? You were close, Jason. It's the Pacific Crest Trail, not coast. Back to you, Laurel.
Trail mix for 800.
A popular trail in Europe passes through France, Italy, and Switzerland while circling this highest mountain in the Alps. Laurel.
What is the Matterhorn?
Nope. Jennifer, Jason? What is Mont Blanc? Back to you, Laurel. 4 clues left on the board.
Let's try College Prairie for 1,000.
The opulent home of William and Kate Hofstra is now the centerpiece of a private university on this island. Jason.
What is Long Island?
Good.
College Prairie for 800.
In 2017, Yale renamed one of its residential colleges to honor this Navy computing maven. Laurel.
Who is Bowditch?
No. Who is Grace Hopper? Back to Jason.
College Prairie for 600.
Bowling Green teams in this state were once known as the BG Normals or BG Pedagogues, but Falcons seems a better fit. Jason.
What is Kentucky?
Nope. Laurel.
What is Ohio?
Ohio is the right one. And now the last clue. Here's Sarah.
Transferred from the Army to NASA at the beginning of the space race, JPL, or Jet Propulsion Laboratory, is a division of this Pasadena-based science school.
Jennifer.
What is Caltech?
Caltech is correct. Jason, at negative 2,200, has a lot of work to do in Double Jeopardy, but he goes first. When we come back. Jason is at negative 2,200. He doesn't like that. Not only does he want to be around for Final Jeopardy, he'd like to win the game. Let's see if these categories will help him. Recent Broadway plays. American History. It's Only a Paper Moon. European Jobs. a bum steer, those three letters coming up in each correct response, and finally, fun to say quotations. All right, Jason, go.
American history for 400.
Before the Naval Academy opened in this city in 1845, midshipmen were trained at sea. Jason.
What is Annapolis?
Yes.
American history for 8.
Most of the battle on June 17th, 1775, took place on Breed's Hill. But it's this hill that gets the press. Laurel.
What is Bunker Hill?
Right.
American history for 2000.
Suffering from tuberculosis, William Rufus Devane King died in April of 1853 before ever performing his duties in this post. Jason.
What is Vice President?
You are right.
American history for 1600.
In 1947, Congress passed this act named for two politicians that banned using union dues in national election campaigns. Jason.
What is Taft-Hartley?
Yes.
American history for 1200.
When this beloved First Lady died in Washington in 1849, the ladies of Virginia were urged to wear a black bow or ribbon in tribute. Jason.
Who is Dolly Madison?
You did well in the category. Keep
Thanks.
It going.
European jobs for 400.
The voga alla veneta technique of getting from place to place was made famous by men in this job. Jennifer.
What are gondoliers?
Yes.
Bum steer 400.
An LP or a collection of photographs. Jennifer.
What is an album?
That's the word.
Bum steer 800.
This type of bad trip is a real drag, man. Jason.
What is a bummer?
Bummer, yeah.
bum steer for 1200.
To blunder about or to do a task badly. Jennifer?
What is to bumble?
Bumble, good.
Bum steer 16.
Silly slang word for an umbrella. Laurel.
What is a bumper shoot?
Yes.
Bum for 2000.
Annoyingly self-assertive. Jennifer.
What is bumptious?
Bumptious, you got it.
Quotations 800.
Hey, hey, mama, said the way you move, gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove, is from this Led Zeppelin tune. They did it just the way I did, didn't they? What is Black Dog? Black Dog. Jennifer.
Quotations, 1200.
This film. Badges? We ain't got no badges. We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges. Jennifer.
What is the treasure of the Sierra Madre?
You are correct.
Quotations for 1600.
In Barry Mann's doo-wop classic, it follows, who put the ram? Laurel.
What is in the ram-a-lam-a-ding-dong?
Yep.
Quotations for 2000.
I'm called Little Buttercup, dear Little Buttercup, though I could never tell why, is from this Gilbert and Sullivan operetta. Jason.
What is the HMS Pinafore?
Yes.
Quotations for 400.
In an Edward Lear poem, this character says to the owl, oh, let us be married. Too long we have tarried. Jennifer.
Who is the pussycat?
Correct.
Paper Moon 400.
Margaret Wise Brown wrote the kids' books The Runaway Bunny and this one that features a bunny going to sleep. Laurel.
What is Goodnight Moon?
Yes.
European jobs for 800.
People are employed to fish for discarded bikes in the numerous canals of this capital city on the North Sea. Jason.
What is Amsterdam?
Yes.
European jobs for 1200.
Answer there. Early double.
I'll wager 5,000.
All right, here's the clue for you. Raven Master Yeoman Warder Christopher Scaife said he felt like a proud father after four raven chicks hatched here in 2019.
What is the Tower of London?
Yes. And you're at 11,600.
European jobs for 16.
Go work at the Vatican on this force, also known as the world's smallest army. Jason.
What is the Swiss Guard?
Yeah.
Finish the category for 2,000.
Try harvesting cork in the Algarve region of this country, one of Europe's leading producers. Cork in Portugal. A lot of it there. Jason, back to you.
Paper Moon for 800.
In the light of the moon, a little egg lay on a leaf is the first line of this classic children's book. Laurel.
What is the Very Hungry Caterpillar?
Yes.
It's only a Paper Moon 1200.
The title of this James Bond novel referred to a fictional missile-based national defense system.
Jason.
What is Moonraker?
Yes.
Paper Moon for 16.
This 2006 novel features the Volturi, Italy's reigning royal family of vampires. Laurel?
What is New Moon?
Good.
Paper Moon 2000?
Answer there. The other Daily Double. And this is quite a game now.
Yeah. I'll wager 4,000.
4,000 for the lead, then. Here is the clue. A novel by him says, between me and the moonlight flitted a great bat, coming and going in great whirling circles.
Who is Bram Stoker?
Yes. Dracula.
Recent Broadway play is 400.
Heidi Schreck reaches back to her days debating civics as a 15-year-old in What This Document Means to Me. Laurel.
What is the Constitution?
Right.
Recent Broadway play is 800.
Laurie Metcalf and John Lithgow play the first couple in Hillary and Clinton, set in this year Hillary first ran for president. Jason.
What is 2008?
Yes.
Broadway plays for 12.
Set during the Troubles, The Ferryman, which won the 2019 Tony for Best Play, takes place in this UK country. Jason again.
What is Northern Ireland?
Good.
1600?
Billed as a sequel to this first Shakespeare tragedy, the comedy Gary takes place after the climactic bloody Roman feast. Laurel.
What is Titus Andronicus?
Correct. And now the $2,000 clue. Ethan Hawke broke more than 10 golf clubs, wrecking the set nightly in a revival of this playwright's True West. Jennifer.
Who is Sam Shepard?
Right. And that takes you to $15,200. You guys are good. Now let's see who is really good in Final Jeopardy and gets to go home with a lot of money. The category for today is symbolic objects. We'll reveal the clue, as we always do, in a moment.
In this spooky Geico commercial, the mannequins are having one of these events, also made famous by Alice in Wonderland. What is a tea party? Happy Geicoween. Visit geico.com to see how much you could save.
Great game to start the week. In Final, we're dealing with symbolic objects. Careful on this one, players. Here's the clue for you. To complete one of its regular trips, in 1948, it took a boat across the English Channel. In 1952, it took a plane en route to Finland. 30 seconds. Good luck. This was a bit tricky, but that's okay. Jennifer, we come to you. You played well. You wound up with $15,200, and you wrote down, what is the World Cup? Sorry, that will not do it today. You're at $15,199. Let's go to your left, to Jason Marsden. That's $16,400 now, and he will add to that because we are talking about the Olympic flame, the Olympic torch. What did you risk? 14,001. You're in the lead. 30,401. Laurel took a long time thinking on this. Did she come up with the Olympic torch? She did. Did she risk enough? 15,201. She did. 32,801 and a two-day total of $64,002. Way to go, young lady. We'll see you again tomorrow. Hope you enjoyed it, folks. I certainly did. We'll see you. Goodbye.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico. Jeopardy is also brought to you by...
My cholesterol is borderline. I can worry about it or do something about it. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. And it's odor-free and pharmacist recommended. Garlique.
4 dozen roses can be beautiful, but painful.
New Aspercream Dry Spray with lidocaine. Sprays on, instantly dry. No mess, no odor. Aspercream.
All dogs descend from wolves and share a love for meat. That's why we created Grain-Free Meat-Rich Blue Wilderness, to feed the wolf that lives inside your dog.